Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw y'all out there lined up 2-3 miles deep waiting to get into the Mall of America for Black Friday so you could take advantage of those deals. I saw you bundled up spending money you didn't have. I saw you. I'm not mad at you. I'm all about the doorbuster deals too. But I want everyone listening to take that same energy for today. Today is just as important as Black Friday. For those of you who don't know, and many of you do, today is Small Business Saturday. Yeah, it's a day set aside after Black Friday for folks to go out and support and buy and patronize and shop and spend money with small businesses. Now listen, small businesses are the backbone of this country. And in order for our economy to do and be better, we have got to shop small. That's the hashtag that the Small Business Administration is using. Hashtag shop small. In 2023, projected spending in the U.S. from those who shopped at small businesses on Small Business Saturday was around $17 billion. $17 billion last year. That is going to make such an impact. I'm not saying don't go over to Target and get what you need. I'm not saying don't take advantage of those doorbusters, but I'm saying seek out, search, look for small businesses that you can support right here in the Twin Cities. And shop there for your Christmas gifts, for toys for your kids. You know, and the thing about small businesses is they can offer something that is so unique that you can't get anywhere else. When I got the Emmy a couple of months ago, my mom was in town and she had a dress on and somebody else had on her dress. They sure did. She watched herself coming and going. I bought mine from a small business owner. And I didn't have to worry about anybody looking like me. And I was able to support that business owner who has employees, who has rent to pay along with the mortgage, business taxes, as well as personal taxes. It's about helping our neighbors. This is the Good Neighbor Station. So I want all of us to go out and find businesses to support. And, you know, for those of you who are texting me now and saying, where can I go? What's going on today? Let me tell you about Holidays on Nicolet, where you can shop local right in downtown Minneapolis. Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Is going on now through December 22nd. And, you know, who do they have there? What's available? Let me tell you something. If you are a boss and you got a lot of ladies working for you and you want to get them something, but you want to get each of them something individual, unique, and different, I would suggest that you get down to Holidays on Nicolet. It's going to be open today until 5 o'clock. And you have got to find Tanika Graves because she does some amazing work. She has beautiful earrings and oh my God, it is just beautiful. They're handcrafted. She puts them together. They're colorful. They're unique. They're an amazing gift idea or stocking stuffer. And they're not expensive at all. And it gives you an opportunity to get down there, shop small, Support your local business owners. This woman started with a dollar and a dream, and I am so grateful that she is joining us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tanika Graves, folks know you on social media as Gifted Hands Tanika. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you are there now at the shop, the Holidays on Nicolet, where folks can go today to shop local in downtown Minneapolis. The shop is going to be there until 5 o'clock. It's kind of a pop up. Talk to me about the atmosphere. Tell me what's going on. Where exactly is it on Nicolet?
Well, it's located in the YMCA building, 651 Nicolet Avenue, right on Nicolet Mall, on the corner of 6th Street right there. But the YMCA, we're in the actual YMCA, but it's the bottom of the YMCA, so they're not using it. I believe it was maybe a yoga studio of some sorts, but this is where the store is located.
And so your earrings and your crafts are there. Now, talk to me about your company. What exactly do you do? What do you sell?
So I'm a multidisciplinary artist for the Twin Cities. And so a lot of times I do murals and commission work. But during the holidays, I tend to focus on my wood burning. And so it's actually just small wearable art. It's actually I use a burner that goes about 1,200 degrees to burn my earrings. So I do the design myself. I hand painted and hand burned it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a small work of art.
It is beautiful. Wearable art. And the thing is that it's so unique. Like, I have, you know, 9 podcasters who work with me, and 5 of them are women. And so I can get each one of them a pair of your earrings for Christmas as a little stocking stuffer when we have our holiday party on the 20th, and everybody will get something different. Talk to me about how you put these designs together for your earrings.
Well, all the designs are designed by me. And so with me doing artwork, I kind of tend to think like things on earrings. Sometimes it's abstract art, or sometimes just to go with different color variations. So if color is in for the season, I tend to do a lot of earrings that go with the colors for the outfits that they're putting out in the stores and everything. And then some of the ideas I have, I just come up. They come to me at night. I sketch them out, and then I go from there.
My God, they are absolutely beautiful. You have them posted on your Facebook page. I just posted them on my social media pages. We're talking to Tanika Graves. She is right now, if you want to shop local, at the Holidays on Nicolet. We'll be there today until 5 o'clock, but it's going on every Tuesday through Sunday through December 22nd, right there at Nicolet Mall at the bottom floor of the YMCA building. They've got it all decked out. There's trees, there's vendors, and Tanika is one of them. Now, Tanika, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I know you're busy because a lot of folks are going to be coming up and buying your earrings and artwork. I want to talk to you about some of the other stuff you have available, but I also want to ask you why it is important for folks to shop local on Small Business Saturday. More with Tanika when we come back. It is 12:18. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information that's happening in our community. Josh Wheeler is back at the studio, and we're so excited to welcome Lindsay Brown. We'll be talking to her a little bit later in the show at 1:30. She is joining me. She's going to be the new producer, and we're going to have a good old time. We got to break her in. I'm going to try to be gentle, but I'm just hoping that Henry Lake or Jason DeRussia handed her the I Work with Shaletta handbook, because otherwise, you know, I cannot be responsible if she has not studied and know what's to come. OK, that's going to be on her. But I'm just prayerful that when she looks in her box, that handbook is there. Chris Schaefer had it. I think they convinced him to stick around. I'm not sure, but I'm hopeful that she has that handbook. We'll go over some of the things in the I Work with Shaletta handbook. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up at 1:30. Now, we are going to get you guys all squared away so you can know where to go and where to shop for Small Business Saturday. Listen, I know it's cold, but I want you to warm up the pocketbooks of the small business owners in our community, because they need you in order to not just survive, but to thrive. And I've got Tanika Graves on the line. She is in downtown Minneapolis at the Holidays on Nicolette. This pop-up is going on until the 22nd of December. She's there today until 5 o'clock. I wanted to kick my show off with you, Tanika, because it is so important for people to shop locally. Talk to me about the impact that Small Business Saturday is going to have on your business.
Well, I think it'll take us through the end of the quarter for businesses. The thing is that during pop-ups, it puts us at a highlight. And so a lot of times during the year, you don't get that same access to advertising in or pop-up shops. So this Small Business Saturday and being downtown is great for me and for business, because I get to have people purchase things from me that may not have access to me or know about me. And so even if anyone's not purchasing anything, they'll know who I am if they come into the store and see my artwork and purchase with me later. So it's a good marketing advertisement overall for a small business.
And especially around this time of year, folks have to buy gifts anyway. You know, we're not trying to get them to turn away from their big box retailers. You know, those organizations, those companies, those corporations, they have their place, right? We got to get that case of toilet paper. We got to get that case of mayonnaise. We got to get that, you know, that big screen TV, because we got the teenagers. They want the Xbox. They want the games. But listen, you got somebody you got to buy earrings for. You got somebody you got to buy a bracelet for. You know, Tanika, you have artwork, you have rings, and folks can come and check you out at the Holidays on Nicolette. If they're listening and driving around, they can jump by there today. You're going to be there till 5 o'clock. But again, it is through the season, through this holiday season until December 22nd. And talk to me about some of the things that you have. I'm sorry. People saying, it's just earrings. They texted me now. All you talking about is earrings. It's more than earrings, but I personally just love your earrings, because I'm a bald head baddie, and so I have to have something on my ears to take attention from the fact that I don't got no hair. So I love your earrings, because you know, it just accents and highlights me and my face. Some of them are colorful, and with me not having hair or hairstyles or anything else, you know, this your earrings just help me stand out, especially when I'm on TV and, you know, I'm taking pictures for the newspaper or whatever. You know, folks always saying, oh my God, where'd you get those earrings? But talk to me about some of the other things that you have on sale at the pop-up.
I also have some of my artwork. I have one of the larger pieces of artwork, but I have more smaller prints, being that this is a craft shop, a craft store, so there's things that they don't want large amounts of artwork. And so I just have one of my larger pieces that's about, I think it's 22 by 30. And then the rest are actual prints of artwork I've done in the past.
And so talk to me about your artwork. What are some of the pieces? Give me some of the names, because somebody was saying somebody's texting me now. They want to get something for their grandmother to put up on the wall. So talk to me about some of the artwork that's available.
So a lot of my artwork is colorful, and it's usually about family. I'm family oriented. So everything about me when I do art is usually included. A lot of times I do community engagement activities also around the state. And so I tend to do a lot of things with community and children and kids. And so it's reflective in my artwork.
Yes, I love it. I love all the work that you have out there. We're talking to Tanika Graves. She is right now at the Holidays on Nicolette. It's a pop-up holiday shop. It's Small Business Saturday. You've got gifts you got to buy for your coworkers, your friends, your employees, your employer. You can get down there and, you know, check out some of the things that Tanika and so many of the other vendors have available. Because like Tanika was saying, Small Business Saturday, is the one time where they can get promotion, they can get opportunities, and people are intentional about patronizing and shopping and buying from small business owners. And now, Tanika, you know, I just got a text from somebody who says they want to see these earrings. They're bald headed baddie like I am, but they can't get down there today. How can people reach you if they can't get down to the holidays on Nicolette pop-up shop?
Well, my socials, I go by TRG Gifted Hands, so I can easily be found online. I have a wood burning studio over in St. Paul at the Black Healing Arts Center. So a lot of times individuals can come into my shop, you know, and come and shop as well. I just don't keep open hours because I work out of there. But that's my place of residence. I'm the artist resident over there. So at any time they can come drop by. I also have online store through Etsy. But a lot of times during the holidays, I shut it down because I can't keep up with the orders and having three different stores where I have pop-up shops. It's just busy, and I'm creating everything by hand. So I'm not a machine, you know, so there's certain things I have to lay back on. But right now it's just be here for the month, but they also can contact me online.
And, you know, I love the fact that everything is individual, individually created. You know, I was talking earlier about, you know, when I was at the Emmys a couple of months ago, my mama had a dress on and she walked right up to a lady with her dress on. And they were looking like twins, like they were supposed to be there together, right? And, you know, that's what happens when you shop at the big box stores. But when you want something personal and you want something special, you know, that's that love that you can get from a small business owner where they create some earrings with you in mind, or a bracelet. You know, I love your bracelets as well. You know, and you don't have to see it anywhere, and it's unique, and people are going to be asking, where'd you get that from? You know, and then, you know, that's how, you know, the business spreads. That's how small business owners, you know, can make their mark, and you can be a part of that. And talk to me about, you know, the importance of, you know, word of mouth and growth. You know, somebody comes and shops with you, they wear the earrings to church tomorrow, and everybody's asking about them.
Well, yeah, that's the great thing. I've been in business. I've been doing wood burning for about 8 years now. It might be 10 years now. And so it started out where I was just doing workshops, but then you get people asking about, like, hey, where did you get that artwork from, or this, that, and the third. And then it started into, like, well, I guess I'll sell it instead of just actually teaching people how to do it. And it's just been moving around, and people ask where you can get things from. And years later, and now I've been doing this for 8 years and still selling my earrings, you know. So I figure if I'm still creating and selling my earrings, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, the artwork that you put together on these earrings is a canvas in itself. I know that when I wear them, I feel so much more confident. I feel beautiful, and I feel like I'm really making an impact, because I know that the money went directly to you so that you can keep creating, so that you can stay in business, so that you can still continue to do your teaching. And, you know, one of the things about being a Black woman in business is that, you know, we don't just do it to make the money, but, you know, we do a lot of giving back. And I want you to talk about that in any time. And I just have to say thank you, because anytime I'm doing anything in community, anytime I'm, you know, ask people to come, whether it's Black Entrepreneurs Day or the Black Women's Brunch or anything, you are always there. And, you know, you have blessed me so much with your presence and my personalized earrings. But, you know, let's kind of just touch on that, because I know that you do so much work in the community, so much giving back. I was like, how's she making any money? Because she's giving everything away. She's teaching free classes. She's giving these earrings. Okay, what, girl, you going to be broke.
So talk
to me about that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is a big thing. I don't know. I love community. I love family. And so anytime I can pour into someone and support them, I show up, you know, because I want people to show up for me. And so when you show up for people, people notice, you know, and then if they don't, then it's too bad. But I make it a point to show up for my fellow artists, fellow women, you know, especially women of color in my community. We need it. The children need it. They need guidance. So me doing my art residencies and working with the groups I work with right now, the Black Healing Art Center, like it pulls on my heartstrings, and it's something that I keep on doing. And so, I can probably be a millionaire if I sold my art and did some abstract stuff, but I like to do stuff in the community. So that's kind of where my home base is to continue doing things with the community, because they kind of love me back, you know, when needed. So.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough. And I want people to get out there and support Miss Tanika Graves. She is over at the Holiday Shops on Nicolette, right there at the bottom of the YMCA on that first level. You get over there and it's all decorated. It's beautiful. And you will find her, see her artwork. And again, this is not just today. This is going on through December 22nd. So for those of you who can't get down there today, you still have time. You still have time. Small Business Saturday is the launching pad. It's the jumping off. It's the opportunity for you to know where these artists are and how you can get out there and support them. Tanika, thank you so much for being on the show and for the support that you have always shown me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come. Okay. I noticed, but I want to know if he noticed. Okay, because I went to Moana yesterday with my kids. Thanksgiving Day. It was Thanksgiving Day that I went to see Moana with my kids at the AMC in Grove Heights. Because y'all know I'm pretty. I don't cook. I'm pretty. I don't cook. Okay, you can't have the whole package over here. If you come over here, I'm just gonna be cute. I'm not cooking. Okay. So my kids had Thanksgiving dinner at the AMC. They had pretzel bites. They had chicken strips. They had popcorn. They had slushies. That's how our Thanksgiving went. And so we got in Moana and I had my blanket and I was ready to take a nap. And then I remembered, oh, last time there was a Moana, Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music. And y'all know Lin-Manuel Miranda. He does some amazing music. Okay, we don't talk about Bruno or all that, right? Hamilton. And I was like, let me stay up because I don't want to miss the next catchy Lin-Manuel Miranda song. And so I was watching Moana. I heard The Rock. You know, I know his voice anywhere because I dream about him. And I was listening to the music and I was like, you know, this is kind of popcorny. You know, I just don't sound like Lin-Manuel Miranda. This don't sound like the dude from Hamilton. This don't sound like Bruno. This don't sound like any of the songs from Moana 1. Oh, okay. Well, maybe the next one's coming up and the next. And I just did not hear that signature layered music that we have come to know and love from Encanto to Moana 1 and Hamilton. I did not hear it. And so when I came home, I did a little research and I found out that Lin-Manuel Miranda did not do the music for Moana 2. Now, I had to get to the bottom of what's going on. So I called my friend Paul, the movie guy, and I asked him to get on the show with me today to figure out what the heezy is popping off in this peasy. Paul, what's up, brother?
Shaletta, hello. Thank you for having me. What if I told you that I'm cute and I also cook? Does that
okay? No, because see, if any man comes over here, my future ex-husband, when he's listening to the show, I need him to think that if you're cute, you don't have to cook.
Okay, good.
See? So we're gonna keep that one to yourself. You get double points, but don't tell everybody. Okay, this is the extra credit that don't nobody know about. Okay.
Yep.
So look, Paul, what happened? Because I don't understand. Lin-Manuel Miranda has done really good music for Disney.
Yes.
He's broken records for them with the top 100. You know, you know, when you surpass Frozen, they didn't think they would ever surpass Frozen. I mean, you know, everybody knows we don't talk about Bruno. I mean, did they just like push him to the side? What's going on?
Well, Lin is a very busy guy. So he is actually, here's what I think happened. I don't have an official like release from him or whatever, but here's what I think happened. Lin is currently working on the music and did all the music for the new Mufasa movie that's coming to theaters at Christmas. So he's will be in the new Mufasa Lion King movie.
Yes.
And I think what happened with Moana 2 is that this was originally supposed to be a Disney television series on Disney Plus. And then earlier this year, they changed it to be a actual movie that would be in the theaters. And I think because of that timing issue, that Lin was already busy working on Mufasa. So they had to quick kind of pivot and bring in other songwriters to quick make some music for this movie that they wanted in theaters this fall, because the live action Moana movie is going to be in theaters 2026. So I think when they decided to go from a TV series to a movie, that kind of bungled, I think, maybe some of their creative plans, their release plans, their story plans, and all that.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. But oh my God, that intel that you just gave me, they just made $300 million. You mean to tell me they would have missed out on making $300 million because they wanted to do something for the streaming service?
Yes, because over the last couple of years, Disney Plus is really where I think families have been going. I think during the pandemic, Disney really had people signing up for Disney Plus. All of their kind of more newer movies with Disney and Pixar did a lot better on Disney Plus than they did in the theaters. And all of a sudden this year, people went back and they saw Inside Out 2 in the theaters. And now they're seeing Moana 2 in the theaters. So I think like they initially thought, like, let's crank up all of our Disney Plus content and forget about theatrical, where now it's like, oh no, you still need to do theatrical movies. You're just, you know, you need them to be maybe known properties like Inside Out 2 or Moana 2 that people know and can trust that they will like it.
Okay, because they don't, we're not going to go to the movies for something we're not sure about. We can watch that on the streaming. But we will get up and go for a Moana, because when I saw all the records that Moana was breaking, I could not believe it.
Yes, the movie theaters this weekend between Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator 2, it is packed. Everyone's going to the movies, and this is just makes my heart grow three sizes right now. And this is what I need to hear in my life. Just people going to the theaters, sold-out showings, family, community, all of that.
We are talking to Paul McGuire Grimes. He is the movie guy. Paul's trip to the movies.com is where you can find him. His social media handles Paul Trip Movie on Twitter and Instagram. Now, you got to tell me this, because I know this is, you're loving this, because what's happening now is, you go to the movies with your whole family and y'all going in three different directions. The dad and the teenage son are going in to see the Gladiator movie. The teenage girls are going to see Wicked. And then you can take the babies and the mom and y'all go see Moana and y'all all having a good time. It's not like I had to drag the teenager to the movies with his family, because he can go in and see something he wants. How did this gumbo soup thing happen where they threw all of this in at the same time?
Well, I think there's a lot that goes into it. I think, you know, earlier this year and the end of last year, we had the strikes going on. So I think a lot of movies and just releases got delayed in when they were going to be released. And I think last year when we saw the big thing of Barbenheimer, with Barbie and Oppenheimer going out at the same weekend and that doing so well, that I think with Thanksgiving weekend being a very popular time, no pun intended, that's a Wicked reference, to release movies in theaters, I think people saw an opportunity. Let's get Wicked out there. Let's get Gladiator out there. We'll do that double feature thing again. They had the weekend before Thanksgiving. I think Disney saw an opportunity with Thanksgiving weekend to put out a family movie. They did that, and you just have like an abundance of riches right now.
And you sitting up here interviewing the folks on from Wicked. Okay, now you got to tell me, you talking to the whole people from the movie, Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh, and she is incredible. One of my favorite people. She plays Madame Morrible in this, who is the headmistress at Shiz University, and that is where we find Galinda and Elphaba becoming friends. They're roommates at Shiz, And, you know, she is the Oscar winner in Everything Everywhere All at Once. She was in Crazy Rich Asians and Crouching Tiger, mm-hmm. Hidden Dragon. She's an icon. Yes. So sitting down and talk to her, you know, and she's going outside her comfort zone. She doesn't typically do movie musicals. And her friend John Chu is the director. They did Crazy Rich Asians together. And John called her up saying, hey, I would love for you to be this role. And she was like, are you kidding? Like, I don't know how to sing. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I want you. So she said yes and had the best time making it. And this movie, Wicked, I want everyone to see. I want everyone to see it in the theater. I want people to be changed for the better. Another Wicked reference. I'm going to throw out a lot at you. She'll let up.
Give it to me. I've been waiting on it. My plate is empty. Throw it all on there.
It is life affirming. It is incredible. I think you are seeing a property like that we all know and love, The Wizard of Oz, spanning generations. You have Wicked, which was originally a book that was written in 1995, that then became a smash Broadway musical in 2003, that now has a movie musical. And it is regalvanizing and bringing people in all over again, different generations of people that have sat there and loved this show and loved these themes, and now feeling like they're seeing it all over for the first time, feel like they see themselves in these characters. This show, the movie, couldn't have come at a better time with the right team, the right timing, and it's heavenly. And
oh
this is
God.
Just part one. We're going to get part two, which is the second act of the musical, next year. And I personally think that act two is even better and stronger than the first act, my opinion.
So you're saying we're watching history in the making. Like, we look back on The Wizard of Oz and think, oh my God, what a cinematic performance. This is legendary. We're seeing something that we've never seen before with the acting and the cinematography and the storyline and the music. Are you saying we're watching history in the making, Paul?
I think so. I think, you know, we've seen different iterations of Wizard of Oz over the last how many years, and this one is like the next best thing to the original. When you have all of these actors and singers and dancers firing in all cylinders, we have the best creative team doing it and showcasing love for the musical, the stage musical, also bringing reference to the movie that we all know and love. And you just can put the two together as like a collective piece. It will stand the test of time. I mean, the musical itself has been running on Broadway since 2003 with no slowing down. So there's already love there for the property. Mm-hmm. And then to continue to add to it, it just is magic. And movie musicals are very hard to do. They're very hard to do well. And this is a crowning example of how you do it well.
Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want you to tell me, because I'm reading everybody's stuff, because I got to get ready for you, right? You're the movie guy. I got to know my stuff. I got to do my research. And Neil Justin said, Wicked is one of the most important films of all time. I want you to tell me if you agree with him. If you don't, why or why not? More with Paul, the movie guy, when we come back. It is 12:52. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's not too hot in the Twin Cities. It is only 13 degrees. Started out this morning at 7. I went to warm up my car and I just threw the keys at it. I was like, I'm not going out there. I'm going to wait. Not today, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Paul, we got spoiled because we had some warm weather really late. And so when that cold hit us, we were not ready for it.
I'm not ready for it. So I don't know what's going on out there. Yeah.
I'm just sitting in the house looking out the window like, looks like the mail lady passed. I hope it's not a check because I ain't going out there to get it. Yeah.
I'd be now, cashing that check. I'm like, oh, money, quick.
But Paul, you are the movie guy in town. We're talking to Paul McGuire Grimes, Paul's movie trip, Paul's trip to the movies. I'm telling you, every time a new movie comes out, you handicap us. You give us a scoop without spoiling. You're talking to all the celebrities and the stars. So we feel like we have, you know, the behind the scenes details and that tea to figure out what's going on. And I get a little jealous because because you do talk to a lot of celebrities that I really like. And, you know, I have been trying to, you know, just let me hang out like in the back, you know, tell them
I'll let you know the next time it happens. You can sit on the couch behind me and you can.
Yes. Oh, that would be so fun. We could turn it into a bit. Now, listen, speaking of bits, I got a bit of information because, you know, I got to do my research when I talk to you because you are the movie guy. And I don't want to be like talking to you and not know what the hell I'm talking about. So I was reading Neil Justin was talking about Wicked in the Star Tribune, and he says it's one of the most important films of all time. Now, do you agree with that?
That is a big statement.
And
that's some superlatives right there. And I will say it's probably one of the most important films of our current generation, our current time. I don't know about all time. I mean, history will tell us that, right? So I think for right now, I would say yes, for many reasons. You know, if people don't know what Wicked is about, it's kind of a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. It takes a look at the Wicked Witch of the West and how she became Wicked and how she once knew Glinda the Good Witch when they were students at university, you know, growing up. And how do two people get these titles of Good Witch, Wicked Witch, and what goes into that? And how does this material kind of flip the script on that and say, like, they're more than just these stereotypes. They're more than just these labels. So let's dive into that and crack that open. And when you see it on stage, I have lost count how many times I've seen that musical on stage. I know every word by heart, I'm telling you. You feel like you love the music. You want to sing along. You get the themes. You love the connections to The Wizard of Oz. And you may be, and then you kind of feel like what's going on in the universe. And I think you can do this with a lot of pop culture, is you see maybe what's going on in the politics, life, where you're at right now as the viewer taking this in. And I remember the last time I saw the musical, which was a couple years ago, this character of the wizard, you know, we all think, oh, the wonderful wizard, he's great. He grants people's wishes. Well, in this show, again, the book was written back in 1995, I believe, you find out that the wizard is just a phony. He's basically been lying to everyone. He tells everyone that he's doing all this good stuff when he's not magical. He has no powers, and he basically is doing has everyone else doing his bidding. And this character of Elphaba, born with green skin, goes to school and is ostracized right away, is bullied right away. And then how does the wizard then use other people to go against her because she is someone else, because she is different. So you then see it on stage, you're like, oh, this is kind of ringing a bell. Like, I understand these characters, but maybe you're in a theater seat, you might be far away. You then go to the movie musical and you think about everything that's going on in your own life. You think about what's going on in the environment outside, politics, life.
Right.
You then are in your movie theater seat and it's in your face and you feel like you are in this movie, you're in this story. And now you feel like, oh, I've been in this place. I've been ostracized because of who I am. Whether you are in a minority group, whether you've been marginalized, gay, queer, you know, whatever, you're like, I know what that's like when other people want to turn on us or when I feel like I've been made to feel different than everyone else around me. And who are these people that are your community that will stand up for you? It's about anti-bullying. There are these animal characters in the show that are then made to feel like they're stripped of their voice because some of the animals are teachers. There's a teacher in it that's a goat. And then all of a sudden the wizard comes in and wants to turn people against the teachers and takes his voice away and wants all the animals to now be in cages and shut them up, you know, and then gets Elphaba to make this spell against the monkeys. So like, it's fascinating. It's so timely and I want everyone to see it.
Well, I am going. I'm taking the girl, and we are going to have us a good time. Before you go, you got to tell folks where they can find you and follow you.
Yes, on social media at Paul's Movie Trip, and then go to my website, paulstriptothemovies.com, for all things Wicked.
We love you. Thank you for coming. Happy belated Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
You
guys stick around. We've got more to come.